I grew up in a lower middle class family, small town. As a child, I had a great sense of wonder about everything. I, till today, have a great sense of wonder. I'm very happy to be talking to you. I don't see that in today's children. I don't see a sense of wonder in today's children.
Because they replace the wonder with www.
Exactly. Exactly, that's right.
They know the whole universe before they're six.
Exactly. They know everything. They just have to press Google and all the information. But information does not necessarily translate into knowledge at all. So how do… and they always say this, that's the way I am. I don't see my grandfather even at the age of 84 said, that's the way I am. So what is this, that's the way I am, I'm bored, dude, cool. I think that to be bad is being cool. If you say I'm a good man, he's a boring man.
Usually they are.
What my point is, how do you retain, how does one in today's time, in these times, retain a certain amount of innocence, a certain amount of sense of wonder? How does one do that?
Sinab, there are two things you said, wonder and innocence. Wonder does not necessarily come from innocence,
okay?
See, for example, when you were a child, you definitely looked up at the sky, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Did you ever count the stars?
I used to do that in Simla, there was nothing to do.
How far did you go?
Oh, no, nothing. I could not go beyond 100 or 200.
So I meticulously sat down on the terrace, counting, trying to make, you know, segments of the sky and trying to count. I've gone up to 1700 and then you get mixed up. What was there is not there, what was not there has come, you know, it gets all mixed up. But today, that itself was wonder, 1700 just blew my mind. Today scientists are telling you there are over 100 billion galaxies, not stars, 100 billion galaxies. So as you explore, as you know, the wonder will increase because you realize the nature of the existence, then wonder will just explode. So wonder is gone not because of lack of innocence or because of innocence, because what we call as knowledge, stupid conclusions about life. Nobody is… today people are carrying their attention deficiency like a qualification. Anything in this existence will yield to you only if you pay substantial attention to it. But now people have become like this. They can't look at anything, everything is chak, 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 chak. Now in this condition, there will be no wonder, only conclusions in your head. There is no perception, there is only, you know, monologues going in your head. There is no perception. If there is perception, all noise in your head will just stop. If you're looking at something absolutely beautiful and engaging, everything stops. Why people are enjoying your cinema is just this, you switch off the lights, they focus on the thing for those whatever few minutes or 90 minutes or whatever, their usual monologues are gone, something else is happening. It is the attention which is making the difference. It is not what's playing on the screen. It is what is playing on the screen is instrumental in grabbing the attention. But it is the attention, continuous attention, which is making the experience of being there. So, this is a rudimentary form of meditation. It's called dharana.
So, how does one in today's time retain that attention span?
One simple thing is, everybody must do something about themselves. Every child, every school should bring this dimension that a child is required to pay attention to something continuously. It could be music, it could be dance. See, you cannot do music or dance unless you pay attention to it, you know. You'll make a fool of yourself if you do not pay enough attention. But you can pass an examination without attention. Understand?
That's right.
I've seen this simple thing. Children came to us, we have a Asia homeschool, which is a very… done in a very different way. I one day went to the assembly, all these six and a half year old kids, they're all like this, like this, like this. I said, why are the kids like broken tops? Why are they shaking around like this? Then I just brought this thing, simply every day in the morning, Sarigama Padanisa, 15 minutes, everybody must do. You go there after 2 months, they're all sitting like this. That's all it takes. You just take them into the jungle, make them walk for a night without torches, without cell phones, without anything, in a protected atmosphere, you will see within one night, there'll be a tremendous transformation in the sense of wonder in the child's life. But we are making them physically incapable of these things. Sitting just in front of the computer, they're becoming physically incapable. When physically it hurts, they will protest, they'll not do anything. So it's something that parents must take care of. Bringing up your child does not mean just sending him to school and getting marks and grades and nonsense. Your child in body and mind should grow up to full capabilities. That is when it will manifest in his life as success. Just marks will not manifest as success.
For that, parents also have to be…
Of course.
…peaceful and… It's a great journey to be talking to you, I must say. If you have to describe, before we go to the questions to the audience, if you have to describe yourself in one word, what will that word be? Apart from mystic.
Okay. Would you consider wildlife as two words or one word?
For you, it's one word.
One word. Life, uncultured, uncultivated, just wild and as it is. That's me.
You're very warm also.
Just life, nothing else.
It's been very enriching talking to you. I must say that I feel it. I feel rich.